when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcoming you to So-Called Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Skip Henderson, and these guests, Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour.
Ken, you don't mean Bob Hope, the author of that current bestseller, So This Is Peace, is he here?
Mm-hmm.
George Bernard Jaw?
In person.
And Dorothy L'Amour, the beauteous star of the Paramount Pictures, also is present?
Oh, Dottie's here, too.
Oh, what a gay, mad night this pretends to be. Let us away, John Scott. My heart veritably goes crazy.
Can't we simply pass the time of day? Do you have to smile at me that way? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. Can't we just shake hands and feel at ease? Do you have to give that extra squeeze? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump, bump. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity, hippity hop. When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump, what life. You got me crazy too. It goes bum, bump, de bum, bum.
Just shake hands and feel at ease. Do you have to give that extra squeeze?
Sing it.
Bye.
It goes bum, de bum, bum, bum. My doctor told me this has got to stop. He never heard a beat like hippity, hippity hop. When the conversation's going fine, must you get your lips so close to mine? My heart goes crazy. It goes bump, de bump, bump. What'll I do? You got me crazy too.
By the way, do you want to know what makes my heart go crazy?
I'm not too eager, Ken, but I bet it begins with Philco.
Oh, you're so right, Bing. It's a Philco 1201.
Ken, you know Bob Hope is here tonight.
Well, yeah, I know.
And Dorothy L'Amour. So tonight, let the brevity be your keynote. Now, the folks are waiting to hear from L'Amour.
Well, Dottie is beautiful and charming, but personally, my heart still goes crazy for the 1201. That's the streamlined automatic way to play records.
Mm-hmm. Is it as attractive in a sarong as L'Amour?
No, but the 1201 is the easiest radio phonograph in the world to spin your records on.
Doesn't spin any easier than Hope. He's really in a whirl, that boy. Perpetual whirl.
Say, since you mentioned Hope, Bing, you could...
I shouldn't have.
Well, you did. You know, you can catch his program on your 1201. It has a fine radio, too. Sounds like you're right in the studio with Bob.
Right in the studio, maybe, but nowhere near the microphone on his show.
Well, then just use the phonograph.
You've got to get a bulldozer to get up to the microphone.
Just use the phonograph. You just slide a record in the 1201 that plays automatically. No needles to change, no tone iron to touch, no adjustments whatsoever to make.
Oh, it's a dream set, Ken, really. Very chic, too.
Yes, being it's so completely automatic, you could play it blindfolded. It's obviously a natural for parties and dancing. What more zip than your listening pleasure, whether it's radio or record? That's why Philco's 1201 has been an overnight sensation. It's the largest selling radio phonograph in the world today. It's the new invention in radio from Philco, the leader.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Crosby, throw me a straight line and let's get this egg rolling. Can you waste here? Let's move.
Steady, influence. Steady. By the way, where did you get those green stains on your elbows? Off the pool table?
No, those aren't green stains, grass stains. I was looking down a gopher hole trying to find your Hooper rating, you know.
You're so happy and gay just because you're on top.
Thank
but tonight,
you.
Tonight,
you.
Bob, we're going to have a little class on the program.
Why, are you leaving?
Carpenter, will you take over, please?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, many of you have written in asking, how did Bing Crosby and Bob Hope first meet? Many of you have written in asking, when did they first meet? Many of you have written in asking, why did they first meet?
That's enough meat. Let's get to them potatoes. Do you mind?
Let the man talk, will you?
Many of you have asked, how did Bob and Bing first meet Dorothy L'Amour? So tonight, these and many other questions will be answered in an original play entitled The Road to Hollywood, starring Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and Dorothy L'Amour. Music, Mr. Potter. Our story opens many, 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 many years ago.
Not so many years, please.
We find Bing Crosby driving westward from New York City. He's flopped on Broadway, the boulevard of broken dreams. And now, practically penniless and in very low spirits, he pulls into a small garage on the outskirts of Cleveland, Ohio.
I'd like you to take a look at this motor. I think it's missing.
Okay. Say, that's quite a motor you got in there, a squirrel in a cage.
Yeah, I get 4 miles to the Acorn, too. Say, look, bud, I'm on my way to California. I've got to get this car fixed. I think the body has a wiggle.
Well, I can fix that. I know all about body wiggles. I used to sell candy in a burlesque show.
Say, you're a pretty good mechanic, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
That nose of yours ought to be great for changing tires.
And that ain't all. You should see it siphon gas. That's where I live.
You think you're going to get this thing fixed soon, you know, so I can get going? California?
What are you going out there for? The orange picking season?
Orange picking? No, I'm going out there and getting pictures, boy.
You're going to get in pictures?
Yes.
Drop in on your way back.
Come on, get to work on the car, will you?
Getting right at it. Here we go.
Moving right on.
That was all it needed, a new spark plug.
Thank you. Fine. Huh? Bob, how much do I owe you?
$3.
$3?
Hmm.
No young fellow like you ought to be in pictures, too.
$3.
Yeah, I just think a handsome young fellow like you, you ought to be in pictures.
Two and a half.
I can tell just looking at you. I bet you got plenty of talent.
$2.
And that left profile.
Ronald Coleman. A buck and a half.
And that right profile.
Gary Cooper.
75 cents. I can see your name in lights and girls all over the country swooning when your face comes upon the screen.
Say, you want to sell this car? I got to get to California.
No, I don't want to sell the car.
I'll give you my gold-plated yo-yo, 2 boxes of bubble gum, and $50 for it.
You got $50? Look, why don't you get your $50? Come on out the coast with me.
You mean you'll take me?
I'm going to try.
We now pick up our two stalwarts in Chicago. They've become acquainted, in fact, very well acquainted.
You took my $50 and bet it on a horse. And what a glue pot. We haven't had anything to eat for 3 days.
Oh, come on, cheer up. We're in Chicago, the Windy City. Oh, they sure have pretty girls here.
I'm too sick to look.
You are sick.
We're broke. We're broke. We're in a strange town. We have no friends.
We're hungry.
There's only one way out.
You mean
we'll commit suicide? We'll jump off the highest building in town.
That's the Wrigley Building.
Mm-hmm.
24 stories.
Yeah.
We'll go to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Walk across the roof to the edge and bing. Fruity fruity.
Was your mother frightened by Orson Welles?
Maybe we shouldn't jump off a building that is so tall. I get dizzy in high places.
Yeah, let's try this building right here, Marshall Field.
Oh, come on, come on. Now, come on inside.
Okay.
Here's the elevators. Ouch, hey, hold, stop, I can't breathe.
Sorry, I was pushing the wrong button.
We go straight to the roof.
Sorry, I was pushing the wrong button. I'd like to try it again, if you don't mind.
Small souffle.
I got the delivery wrong. All right.
Straight we go to the roof, huh?
Right to the roof.
Nothing will stop us.
Take that egg with us. Right.
Would you boys like to ride my elevator?
Would we? What a cute elevator operator. What are you doing later, honey? Huh?
Going up.
Yeah.
Say, aren't these nice elevators?
Yeah, those shafts ain't bad either.
You gotta commit suicide. Now, never mind this pretty girl.
Second floor, books, magazines, and periodicals.
Here's what I get off.
You're jumping off the roof. What do you mean you're getting off here?
It's a long jump. I want something to read on the way down.
Oh, no, you don't. Hey, honey, that's quite an outfit you're wearing. What do you call it?
A sarong.
This thing has no shoulders. What holds it up? Public opinion?
What's your name, sweetie?
Dorothy L'Amour.
L'Amour, that's French for love, shall we?
Well, here's the roof. Bon voyage.
Say, Bob, I just thought of something. There's no sense in being too rash about this thing. You jump off the roof today, I'll jump off tomorrow.
Oh, no, you bet my money on that horse and you jump first.
Well, that's why I want to stick around with Lamar. The horse may come in.
Could be. Not for those three legs. You take the leave today. I want to read about you in the papers. Besides, Dorothy here would be lonesome with both of us gone. Go on, jump. Say, honey, how about you and me having dinner tonight, huh?
All right, come on, Hope. Kiss me goodbye and jump.
Oh, I can't kill myself. What'll become of the baby? Think of the baby.
What baby?
My mother's baby. Me.
Tell you what, fellas. I work in a little nightclub when I finish here. Mm-hmm. Why don't you drop in there tonight and we'll talk this all over?
Okay.
Where do you work, honey?
Society Kid Hogan's Classy Cabaret.
Oh, it's a date. We'll get our brass knuckles and meet you there at 8.
Inasmuch as the boys are practically starving, we take you immediately to Society Kid Hogan's Classy Cabaret.
That little baby who just played the piano.
Oh, that little tot's name is Skitch Henderson. He's only 2 years old.
Oh, that's a cute tuxedo he's wearing with the satin lapels and the diapers, isn't
yeah.
that cute?
I'll bet he's the only musician that Petrillo has to burp.
Hi, fellas. How's it going?
Paula, waiter, I'm starving.
How can we eat? We haven't got any money.
Well, Dorothy works here. We can order some food and have him take it out of her salary.
Now, just a minute, boys. You're moving pretty fast. You'd think we were partners.
Partners? Hmm. Say, how much money have you got saved up, Dorothy?
About $60.
Honey, I got a hunch that you're going to Hollywood with us.
I can. Who acts as my chaperone?
He will.
He will.
Gee, two chaperones. I guess I'll be safe.
Why, certainly. Come on, let's go, huh?
And I'll pick up our little group as they're nearing Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Boy, this western country is really beautiful, isn't it? What are those funny bushes rolling along?
Those are tumbling tumbleweeds.
Sounds like a cue for a song.
If it's not, we're going to be a minute and a half short tonight.
come tumbling down. Pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the pasture behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find. Just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. In my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
After leaving Chicago, our nomads of the open road reach Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they're forced to sell their car for obvious reasons. At this very moment, they're in conference with a local businessman trying to close the deal.
Now, look, mister, this car is a terrific buy. It's in great shape. Buy it, and when we're big hits in Hollywood, we'll send you a present. You believe we'll be big hits in Hollywood, don't you?
Oh, God.
Ugh. Why don't you think we'll be big hits?
Too ugh.
I guess the biggest laugh of the show. And what do I do? Are you the smiling Irishman?
No, me nasty Navajo.
Yes. You don't like our car, huh?
What makes big smoke come from motor?
This is a Stanley steamer, Chief.
Yeah. Think of all the smoke signals you'd be able to send with a car. You know,
it's all... Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong, Chief. The value of this car is
heap big.
Paleface means big heap.
You're just self-conscious.
I'm getting tired of holding up this rear axle.
Chief, this is the car for you. Listen to this horn.
He likes that. He takes calls.
Wait here. I bring wampum from TP.
Good thing I told him I was bat boy for the Cleveland Indians.
Can I let go of this axle now?
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Here he comes. Oh, and look at the bundle he's got in his arm. There ought to be a lot of greenbacks in that package, boy.
Yes. You take wampum. Me take car for a ride.
Thanks, Chief, and happy landing.
Come on, let that bundle open. It must be loaded with dough.
Oh, boy, there's got to be plenty of loot in here.
Hey, we've been scalped. This isn't dough. It's three Indian blankets.
Ah, what will happen to our young hopefuls with no money and three Indian blankets? Will they get a job standing in front of a cigar store? No. Will the fickle finger of fate keep them from reaching Hollywood, their dream city? What will they do?
Well, go ahead and tell them. We're practically running into Henry Morgan's program now.
Yeah, the finish of this sketch has got to be a shave-a-thon if we don't hurry.
Hurry up now.
Well, anyhow, folks, our two heroes and our heroine traded in their Indian blankets for one bus ticket to Hollywood. But what good is one bus ticket for three people? Let us tune in and find out.
Yes, lady, this is the bus to Hollywood.
Thank you, driver. Come along, boys. Take my hand.
Hey, wait a minute. Are your two uncles going along, too?
Oh, these are my two young sons, Bingy and Bobby. They're big for their age.
How old are you, Bingy?
8 years old, going on 7.
And how old are you, Bobby?
Da da, goo goo, chi chi bar.
little Bobby, he doesn't talk very well, does he?
He's chewing tobacco.
Well, all right, lady, you can take him on the bus, but they'll have to sit on your lap.
Stop to your head!
All right, hold tight, everybody. We're off to Hollywood.
Come on, Mama.
Come on, Ma. Shake a leg.
I won't be able to move for a month.
Come on. Look where we are.
Paramount Studios.
Oh, we could never make good at Paramount. We don't know anybody on the inside.
We don't have to with what you got on the outside. Come on.
Paramount Studios.
Of course, that isn't quite the way it happened. We've had a lot of fun working together.
Remember the road to Zanzibar?
Remember the road to Singapore?
Remember the road to Morocco?
Remember the road to Morocco? There's so much that's happened since then.
Bob has written lots of books, all of them succeed.
Now that he has learned to write, he's gonna learn to read.
Incredible.
Remember the road to Morocco.
I don't care to go back again.
The villain followed Dorothy till he became a pest.
So now she's doing pictures where she's practically dressed.
Remember our big kissing scene.
I'm glad there was a crowd that day on stage 15.
Remember the road to Morocco. It's water that's over the dam.
And since then, a bouncing baby boy was born to Dot.
They're trying to figure whether it's a capital gain or not.
Remember the road to Morocco.
We sure got in many a jam.
But I told some of those funny jokes the natives seem to like.
That's why the Chickens Union set their hands out on a strike.
You made it ham a la mode.
Yeah, no. I guess we should forget about Morocco.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, ends our little vignette. Here is your Philco man.
If tonight's drama inspires any of you listeners to take the road to Hollywood yourselves, don't forget that nowadays, Philco's new portable radio is standard equipment for traveling anywhere. While we're looking back along the road, let me remind you that Philco pioneered the modern portable radio that plays on its own batteries. Along with such other Philco firsts as the original of all table model radios, the famous Philco Baby Grand, the first practical automobile radio, the modernized radio phonograph with no needles to change. These and many other electronic achievements have made Philco today the world's largest radio manufacturer, the undisputed leader of the radio industry since 1930. Because the greatest achievements in radio tone, performance, and value have come from the Philco laboratories first. Always thinking ahead, Philco gives you tomorrow in your radio set today. So when you look for your new radio or radio phonograph now, look at the leader first. Look at the Philco, famous for quality the world over.
We've been friends.
Now from the Paramount picture, Blue Skies, you keep coming back like a storm. Moving forward. Steady, man.
Can't run away from you, dear. I've tried so hard, but I fear you'll always follow me near and far. Just when I think that I'm set, just when I've learned to forget, I close my eyes, dear, and there you are. You'll keep coming back like a song. A song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you and me. Keeps coming back like an old melody.
The Casa Crovney, I'd like to thank Bob and Dottie for dropping in tonight.
Oh, I was most happy to, King, and it was really a thrill being here.
Well, you got paid. No wonder you're thrilled.
Please, please, Bob, let's stay in the land of make-believe. Let's not bring up any dreary business details. Anyhow, folks, next week, Peggy Lee returns to our little flock, and also as your special guest, we will have Beatrice Lilly.
Oh, I must tune in.
Incidentally, I must get home now. Brush my teeth with Pepsodent.
Yeah, I must be home and sleep in my filthy console.
See you at Paramount tomorrow morning, Robert. Shooting a picture, you are, will you?
Yeah, we're finished with David Brunette, you know. But try to be on time, will you?
Yes.
Rotorio.
See you at the crack of dawn. Bring a lime cola, will you? Good night, folks.
Produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune into Philco Radio Time next week when Peggy Lee returns, and Bing's guest will be Beatrice Lilly. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.